got attacked! Hi guys, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. And you must be thinking, this is her Love Island USA Season 8 recap, her final one. And to be honest with you, it's not. Because thinking about everything and about to, like, recap everything, I mean, this is going to be too long. Because I have a lot to say about the boys, especially Dor and the mentor. And you're probably like, who's the mentor? Well, I've seen online a lot of people calling Insincere Voldemort. I'm like, no, he's worse than Voldemort. He is a Dementor from Harry Potter. Because in Harry Potter, the mentors suck out your soul, okay? They leave you to be nothing. And that's what Insincere has done to Melanie. She came into the villa all happy, cheerful, bubbly. Once being with Insincere, her soul has ripped away. Even my soul has ripped away to, like, depression. We see when she's with the girls, she's all happy. Even when they brought the girls to the water park, which I'm like, you should have brought them to a festival or a concert or something, or had, like, an artist come. Like, you should have had them bring Megan Thee Stallion and for Megan to sing for them or something. You saw her the light go back into her. So this is why, for now on, I'm just calling him the mentor. Because once I'm finished doing all this Love Island this week, my soul came back. Like, every time, like, you've seen, like, here and there, I did the first season of Vanderpump Villa, that, like, whole 2 days that I was watching Vanderpump Villa, I had my soul back. The week, I might have been, like, annoyed with what the guys were doing, but, like, I had my soul back. Say when I did Secret Life of Mormon Wives, yes, I was the misogyny and how these men are terrible. I felt that and I was upset and angry about that, but I had my soul back. So, yeah, he's the mentor for now on. Because not only is he taking Melanie's soul, he's taking my soul and I probably took other people's souls too. To the point you feeling like hopeless and everything. Right. So if you hear my AC, I hate it right now. It's too hot here. Why is it so hot down here? It ain't right. It ain't natural. There's a heat wave everywhere, except for, like, if you're in the southern hemisphere and right now it's wintertime. You can't breathe. So I put the AC a little bit down. You might still hear it. If I hear it sound like I'm underwater, because someone has told me, oh, you sound like you're underwater. I'm like, it's my AC. I am not turning it off. It's too dang hot. If I do that, then I'm, like, sweating and dying even more. So this helps me be able to at least breathe. So was my last podcast episode that I talked about the disrespectful, hurtful men that were on Love Island USA, that podcast in total was an hour and 23 minutes. TikTok cut it, like, you missed 23 minutes of it, and I'm like, I don't feel like doing part two, like, it's not worth it, because I've done part two, like, there was my Married at First Sight and my Love Island Season 6, which were, both of them were close to 2 hours, and then I had a cut, and they didn't perform as well. One did better than the other or something, so I'm not doing that. So instead of my final Love Island recap, which is going to come out on Friday, it's already going to be long. It's going to be an hour. I already knew that. Know that already. It would be pushing it if I put Dor and the mentor in it. It would be close to 2 hours. So I decided to let Door and The Mentor have their own podcast episodes, so it would be a little bit shorter. It's still going to be an hour, minimum, but at least it's not going to be close to the 2 hour, and TikTok will put my whole podcast, and I cut some of it off. So, I think I'm going to start with Dora and Tierra, and especially the topic of people are being racist, colorist against them. I talked about this a little bit, and no one is being, and the people that are saying, oh, you guys don't want a black couple in the final or anything like that. All right. If you started, okay, here's the thing. A lot of people started Love Island USA season 6. Some season 7. And what I want to tell you guys from someone that has watched Love Island, aka the original one from the UK, that's Love Island. Stop putting UK in it. It's Love Island. The original gets the word. Love Island, Love Island Australia, Love Island USA. There has been 3 winners, couples of Love Island USA that have been a black couple. 2 of them I voted for. 1 of them I did not. Number 1, season 3. We have, do I remember his name? Is in the question. Justine and, hold on, let me look his name up. Because I talked about him yesterday when I did a podcast. Justine and Caleb were the first black couple of Love Island USA. I voted for them. Love Justine. Still love Justine to this day. That's 1. That's the first Love Island USA black couple. Black woman, black man. So, that's the first point when I'm like, shut up, that's not true. Look it up. Uh-huh. Number 2. This couple I did not vote for. I believe it's season 5. And I did not vote for this couple because I don't like Timmy. And Zeta cursing Timmy out, I love that. Again, I don't do, like, if I don't like the man or I think he's toxic or whatever, I don't vote for you guys. I don't vote for you guys. And that was Zeta. She was from the UK, the first UK person that went on Love Island USA, and then Timmy. That's 2. 3, Serena and Cordell voted for them. Serena giving Cordell his lashing, he deserved that. So, to all of you guys that said, oh, you don't want a black couple to win, that's false. There have been 3 black couples. Both of them are fully black. Because I feel like someone could be like, well, interracial, this, that, and the other. Interracial. Because technically, because we could talk to, about Amaya, because she's Afro-Latina, right? So that technically has, but like fully black, if you talk about both parents were black, we had three. We had season 3. We had season 5. We had season 6 of black couples. Justine, Caleb, Zeta, Timmy, Serena, and Cordell. So that point, you're wrong. Shut up. I know I'm yelling at you, but that irritates me because what you're saying is not fact. What that shows me is you started watching Love Island season 7, or you started watching Love Island this season. That's not true. That's number one. Number two, Tierra. I've seen it multiple times. You saying that we did not like you because you have braids, or how you look, or how you talk. What the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about? Serena, love my girl. Her whole season, she had braids. We liked her. We voted for her to win. The third black woman and fully black couple to win Love Island USA. False. She even had a grill. I think she also had like, not a grill, sorry. I think she had a grill in one of her seasons, I think. And she had a nose piercing. Love her. I love Serena. I love Serena. What the fuck are you talking about? And, by the way, you had like a, it wasn't completely braids, your hair, like before you changed it. It was like braids and then unbraided. Me personally, I'm not a braids girl. I don't like braids. So everybody that I was talking about, side comment about, oh, the black women not having braids, they have like extensions or a wig or something. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. They can have their hair whatever they want, natural braids, whatever. Stop. And I believe like non braids are better anyway. Also, Sally had braids. I know Sally's Latina, but still, Sally had braids. Justine and other on games, Love Island games, and when she was in Perfect Black, she had braids. We don't have issues with people with braids. So, stop! Again! You're just making excuses. Time is Tierra. We don't like you. You're trying to, by your attitude, how are you trying to make this girl, is this girls club, not girls club, like Anaya has said? No. This is all about Rob's show. By the way, what I learned about you is, you've been on 3 reality TV shows. 3. Trying to find love or this, that, and the other. You have a restraining order. I can see how, because how the way you behave, which doesn't surprise me that you don't really have friends, because of how you behave. It's frightening. You have 2 restraining orders, and you're 25. It's your behavior. And then, in After Sun, you talked about how there are people that you're not going to be friends with after this, and we all knew you were talking about Trinity, Anaya, Kata, Melanie and Kenzie, when I first saw you, I felt like you were fake. Movie night, you show me even more that you're fake. And why I say she's fake, you're like, with Pramila. you see how, we disrespect them? You see how the guys disrespect them? That's so funny. It's not. I like Dor. And I call him Dor because he always brings up the dang chicken Dor. When it's his fault that no one picked him because of his choices. Okay. Tierra, you saw all the clips of how Dor talked so negatively about Anaya. How he called her a grandma. How he said he built. What do you mean built Anaya up? What do you mean built? Also, another thing talking about him. When he said, let me get the exact quote because I wrote this down to say in my recap. Give me a second. She is honored to be with me. She is honored to be my girlfriend. She is worthy to be my girlfriend. What do you mean worthy, asshole? What do you mean worthy? Get off your high pedestal. You're not all that. You're not all that. You red pill imbecile. Yes, I said what I said. Worthy? You're lucky to have a lady. You are lucky. And also, Steve here is on a track record of she has two restraining orders. So mess with her, you might be her third. Back to Tia, you see how terrible he moved. And you still be like, also, Tia, did you forget the what he did with you, with Sydney? When he's like, I'm not going to be with you tonight, Tierra. I'm going to go with Sydney. And then you acted like you were going to burn down Casa Amor because he did that. Girl, please, sit down. Also, let Dor get his lashing. He deserves to be called out. All the guys in Love Island that have been saying, treating girls disrespectfully, this, that, and the other, they deserve their lashing. That's why when Trinity was like, get this girl out, we're like, yes. Because you've been saying the whole time, yes, the girls apologize to you. You still holding the, like, oh, they were disrespectful to Dor. So you're just being fake. Okay, anyway, how you act, and this has been said by multiple people on TikTok, on YouTube, everywhere. It's why we didn't vote for you. And all the Tierra and Dor supporters, who are mainly men, go watch the World Cup. Now Love Island is done. Get out of here. This is a women and the gays show. You do not understand, especially you that are red pill and think that girls should just worship you. You need to get out of your high pedestal because you're not shit. You're not. Also, why are you defending a guy that has been disrespectful to women countless of times, especially black women. I'm surprised that Dora's mom didn't cuss him out. Oh, so you're saying this? I know Dora said his mom is introverted just like him and says little words, but I don't even think Dora's mom actually likes Tierra. I think that production probably said, don't cuss him out yet. We're leaving the cussing out for the mentor. So he probably is going to get cussed out. And yes, Tierra and Dora, we don't like you. We don't like you. At all. And stop having the narrative of it's because you're black. It's not because you're black. If you were white or any other race, we still would hate you. It's because of how you two are acting. Anyway, like I said, I look at the time when I'm talking, and I'm like, oh, this is 22 minutes. So, and I'm probably gonna, for the answer, have another 22 minutes. So, that plus however long the recap for the finale is, that's gonna be like over 2 hours, and nothing will let me post that. Either way, Dora, Tierra and Dora, I'm glad they got out of my villa. You showed Tierra that you're male-centric, and you're one of those girls that, however a man acts, you will stand by them. Even though they have done a terrible job, you'll see. But like everybody was saying online, how you're acting like you're his mom. You are. You're like, oh, he's no. So just like he treated you, oh, my bad, sorry. It cut off because someone was calling me. I hate when that happens. When you see a guy treat other women disrespectful, he will treat you disrespectfully. And Tierra, he will treat you disrespectfully. He just thinks you're this, that, and the other because you'll listen to what he said. You will defend him. You'll take his red pill philosophy. You're all, listen to my man. I'll back him up no matter what. Even if he talks trash, which you shouldn't. You should put him accountable with everything. But because of that, you guys are see, there's two types of toxic. There's the mentor toxic. And then there's what you guys are going to have toxic. Like, it's going to be, which is the scary toxic, where he's going to talk disrespectful to you at one point, and then there's going to be another restraining order. But I'm going to end it right there. I'll talk to you guys soon, and the next podcast is going to be about the mentor. And hopefully, a loved one of mine is going to call me while doing it. Talk to you guys soon. Bye!